It is old business, and the first item is conditional use number 2550, Milton DE Solar CSS LLC.
Madam Chair, I move that we recommend approval for conditional use number 2550 for Milton DE Solar CSS LLC, a solar energy facility in the AR1 district based on the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. One, during the initial public hearing on the conditional use, the applicant presented a site plan that showed the solar array area in a fairly close proximity to the neighboring property owned and operated by the Southern Delaware Therapeutic Riding Organization. As the name implies, the organization provides therapeutic horseback riding to mentally and physically vulnerable children and adults. The organization expressed concerns about the design in both a letter to the commission and in testimony during the public hearing. As a result, the commission left the record open so that the applicant could revisit its design. A more favorable site plan has been submitted with the array located further away from the riding organization. With these modifications, it is appropriate to recommend an approval of the solar array application. Two, the proposed facility is a public utility used under the Sussex County Zoning Code, and it meets the purposes of a conditional use because it is a public or semi-public character that is essential and desirable for the general convenience and welfare of Sussex County residents. Three, the solar array will be located on approximately 14.82 acres of a larger 30.55 acre tract as shown on the revised plan dated June 1, 2026. The array area complies with all the code requirements for the separation distance and setbacks from the property lines and dwellings and the setbacks along the northern border with the riding organization have been increased to 220 feet with a 20-foot wide landscape buffer. Four, the proposed facility promotes goal 7.3 of Sussex County Comprehensive Plan, which encourages the use of renewable energy options such as solar arrays. Five, this application, as amended, generally applies with section 115-172.1 of the Sussex County Zoning Code regarding solar arrays. Six, the proposed solar generation facility would not result in any noticeable increase in traffic on the area roadways, and DelDOT has noted that the traffic impact will be diminutive. There are no regular employees at the site, only periodic visits for inspections, maintenance, or repairs on the solar panels. Seven, the proposed use provides a renewable energy source that is benefit to the residents and businesses of Sussex County. Eight, this recommendation is subject to the conditions set forth in section 115-172.1 of the zoning code and the following addition conditions. A, the use shall be for a ground-mounted solar array in the configuration shown on the application's revised conditional use site plan dated June 1, 2026. No other types of electric generation shall be permitted at the site. B, the final site plan shall clearly show the limits of the conditional use area for the solar array, as well as the remaining acreage that is not part of the conditional use. C, the entire area of the solar array shall be surrounded by a 7-foot-tall fence to comply with the height requirement of the National Electric Code. The fencing shall include interwoven screening. The fence location and type of screening shall be shown on the final site plan. D, the entire area of the solar array shall be surrounded by a 30-foot-wide landscape buffer strip of open space, a minimum of 100 feet from any street lines, and a minimum distance of 50 feet from the property lines, with the setbacks shown on the revised conditional use site plan dated June 1st, 2026. This landscape buffer shall be planted with evergreen vegetation that serves as a screen while not impeding the use of a solar array facility. The location and types of vegetation used within the buffer area shall be included in a landscape plan provided with the final site plan. E, transformers and similar equipment shall be centrally located on the site as shown on the revised conditional use site plan dated June 1, 2026. F, any lighting on the facility shall only consist of perimeter lighting needed for security purposes. Any lighting shall be downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. G, one unlit sign not to exceed 32 square feet in size shall be permitted. The sign shall identify the operator of the solar farm and shall provide contact information in case of emergency. H, stormwater management and erosion and sediment control facilities shall be constructed in accordance with all the applicable state and county requirements. These facilities shall be operated using best management practices.
Aye.
The final site plan shall include a decommissioning plan that includes a financial security to ensure that funds are available for decommissioning and removal of the solar farm in its entirety throughout the life of the conditional use. J, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
A second.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded to approve conditional use number 2550, Milton DE Solar CSS LLC. Mr. Passwaters?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Collins?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Pettyjohn?
I'm reluctant, but it is yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motions.
And the chair votes no for the reason that I just believe that it's too close to the Southern Delaware Therapeutic Riding Organization. They've done so many wonderful things for our county, and I don't want to see that be put at risk. Motion carries 3-1.